The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour, as we do each Monday as we close out the Business News Hour for our Monday sessions. With us in studio is Laura Kennard. She's going to be talking about networking events going on here in the Greater Des Moines Metro, as well as maybe some social media stuff. And because this is May Day and Tyler Hackenmiller's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah.
So
I did it. It took a lot of work, but I did it.
Yeah, you did it. So what did you get, Tyler, for your birthday message from your father today?
Oh, I got a very excited message asking if I had found my own health insurance yet.
You were kicked off your dad's health insurance today, huh?
Yeah. Wow. I'm a real adult now.
Yeah.
Real, yeah. Not under anyone's wing. All on your own.
Yeah. I guess.
He's got new shoes on. Did you see the shoes?
I see posts on your shoes all the time. What is with this? Are you a shoe collector?
I am, yeah.
What are you, a shoe what?
Sneakerhead.
A sneakerhead. There's a word for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
How about that?
I see them. I see the posts all the time.
Yeah, so the sneakers that he's got on tonight are the... What sneakers are these?
They're from the movie Space Jam. Air Jordan 11 Space Jam.
Hence the shirt.
Oh, and the Space Jam shirt. You're a true geek.
Yeah, I am. That's a good word to use.
We're not done.
No,
we're not done with this
Space
yet.
Jam shoes and shirt, and it's your birthday. What else?
Well... ask him when he got those shoes. This is the first time he's had these shoes on. Ask him when he got them.
When did you get those shoes?
I got them for Christmas.
And you're just now wearing them?
Mm-hmm.
And then ask why.
And why?
I wear a brand new pair of shoes every year on my birthday.
Oh.
So he saved them.
Oh, you saved them.
Mm-hmm.
They're your special birthday shoes.
I had a few brand new pairs to choose from today, but I went with the Space Jams.
I think that when you have a child that you will... appreciate when your child follows that you'll be buying all those shoes. Oh, I want to be like dad.
Yeah.
And I new shoes on my
and wait
really
till he calls
one.
His son says happy birthday kid, you're off the
you're
insurance.
Off the insurance.
Yeah,
and
more
you buy your new
me.
Shoes now. Right. Well,
happy
cool happy birthday.
Thank you, appreciate it.
All right,
what do we got going on, Laura?
Well, you know, I thought that I would mention a couple of things just because we've had so much in the pipeline lately that we haven't sort of re-talked about some of the normal stuff that goes on. So one of the things is that we haven't mentioned the coffee meetup for Iowa Business Connection. It's at Smoky Row, and they do that on Tuesdays, so tomorrow. And the nice thing about that is they don't turn connections away. You just can come for free, no duty, just connect with people.
Got it.
And I'm a big advocate in networking, just tell somebody what you do, because you just don't know where that connection can lead. And I think a lot of times it's all about just being able to have the opportunity to speak
right.
to people. So that is 8 to 9 at Smoky Row, which is over on Cottage Grove. And then we also have on Wednesday mornings, of course, 1 Million Cups. And I got to go to that last Wednesday, which I haven't been able to go to for a while. I brought my whole class from Drake there. And so that I could selfishly go to it, but also it was good for them too. And so
neat.
We went there, and it was the folks from Nuboco talking about Entrefest, which will be in Iowa City, but they were also talking about they do Startup Iowa and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. And it was an interesting talk because they're from Cedar Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
That community was born out of the floods. And now what they really want is to be more inclusive of other entrepreneurial communities. So they're
the rest of the state, huh?
With the rest of the state.
Got it.
And so definitely they have their eye set on how can we help Des Moines, how can Des Moines help us.
We just had a story, I think it was last week, that Cedar Rapids is building like 6 or 7 new schools.
Wow.
Over the next few years. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know about that. But they definitely, it was really interesting talk. So it was a great 1 million cups because it was completely different, really. Usually you have a single business pitching, and right. this was about the startup community and entrepreneurialism, which was totally in line with the students. And I learned a lot about what they're doing in that ecosystem, as they call it. Like
so million cups is this Wednesday again?
Is this Wednesday again. I don't know who's on the agenda this time, but it's usually a business that wants feedback from the community. And
very nice.
So that is coming up at 8 to 8:30 is networking. 8:30 to 9:30 is the program, and then we also on Wednesdays over the noon hour have small business education at We're the Iowa Center, which is on 8345 University, and it empowers Iowans to succeed financially through education, resources, connections in terms of starting a small business.
And because this is National Small Business Week, you should go.
It is National
it
Small
is.
Business
See?
Week.
See, I mean, that's...
Sheesh.
Hello. Yeah, there's all kinds of things going on today. Tyler's birthday, National Small Business Week.
Oh, May Day.
May Day, Workers'
Nobody
Rights
does that
Day.
Anymore.
Well, yeah, I was at a protest rally earlier today.
Oh, but nobody does like the May Day baskets, and nobody does that.
I didn't ask. What do you know, Tyler? Do you know what a Happy May Day is in Spanish?
No, I don't.
Okay, you could ask your wife.
I could.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking.
So then, on Thursdays, of course, we have the West Des Moines Business Incubator has their networking over lunch. They call it Bing. It's education usually, also making connections with people. Mm-hmm. And then this Friday is co-working at Gravitate. Actually, I think they're doing it every Friday now. It used to just be the first Friday, but we've got it covered because
so
it is
now.
The first Friday. So it's Gravitate Free Co-working, 206 6th Avenue. If you ever just wanted to work remote but not from your house, you know, you can check that out. Or it's a great office space for if you're starting your business. Then, of course, we have a monthly Lunch and Learn AMA Wednesday, May 9th. Ending the War, How Marketers Can Build Stronger Relationships with Sales. So it's that sales and marketing war that's always going on. That's going to be at Des Moines Golf and Country from 11:30 to 1. I think that we've got Accelerate Des Moines then coming up after that. And, of course, Entrefest in Iowa City this weekend.
Yeah, I've never really understood why there has to be a sense of conflict between
sales
and marketing.
Marketing.
Because one really does boost the other. I mean, if
I know,
yeah, I've never.
It is crazy.
And I often wonder if it's the reason that there is conflict is because the two sides you often don't talk to each other.
Yes, and I think they are supposed to support each other, and sometimes the needs of one isn't well communicated with the other, or some of the concepts that marketing is trying to put out with their messaging isn't connecting with the sales in the field. So,
you know, excuse me for saying this and tooting our own horn, so to speak, but I just wrote a blog post about the dangers of internal marketing departments. The dangers of internal marketing departments.
Yeah. I'll have to read that.
Two quick examples.
Okay.
Number one, Pepsi. Mm-hmm. And that horrible.
Oh.
Yeah, that horrible. I mean, folks at Pepsi thought that was really cool. Bad.
Bad.
And then Nordstrom and the dirty jeans. You know, the muddy jeans for $425.
Yes.
You know? Who thought that was a cool idea?
No.
Yeah, so these internal marketing departments, what they do is they come up with these great ideas, but they're so blinded because
they're not out in the field.
Exactly.
Field testing.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly. And doing some focus groups, sometimes you really need to do that. The other thing I was going to mention is that kind of around the same time as Entrefest this weekend coming up is Flyover Fashion Fest, also in Iowa City. It's going to be on Friday and Saturday. You can still get tickets to that. When I went last year, they had some great stuff with some of the boutiques and small business owners that sat down and talked about everyday life, owning a business. So there's some great little Q&A forums. So if you're not just into fashion and you just want to have some good education and some nice panel discussions, but the fashion, the music, the whole thing, really a great production for Iowa. And this supports the Iowa Fashion Project, which is really at some point intended to get all people that are related to the fashion industry in Iowa connected.
And that's
with
this
one
weekend.
Another. That is this weekend.
All right.
Flyover Fashion Fest.
All kinds. See, we covered lots of ground.
We did.
Workers and Tyler's birthday and
right.
Air Jordan and what is it, Space Ball or Space Jam or something like that?
Space Jam.
Yeah, Space Jam. Yeah, Space Jam. All right. Thanks so much, Laura.
Yeah, no problem.
We've got to get out of here because it is almost 6 o'clock for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Happy May Day to you. Happy birthday to Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by James Goodlett. For all those folks, our guests, everybody that puts this thing together, have yourself a wonderful evening. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.